Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm delivering this statement on behalf of His Excellency Dr. Mohamed Essadi, Minister of Industry and Trade, who could not make it to Nairobi due to another last-minute unavoidable commitment. Chair, the Yemen delegation would like first to extend sincere appreciation to the Kenyan authorities for the excellent arrangement extended to hosting this 10th ministerial conference. At the outset, Yemen government renews its commitment to the rules-based multilateral trading system represented by the WTO. And as a most recently acceded LDC member, Yemen is keen to take its share of responsibility to maintain the integrity of this system and organization. MC10 is a unique occasion to take stock of different WTO functions, including negotiations under the remaining DDA issues. Consequently, MC10 is expected to take actions to enhance work of WTO on different important issues relevant to its wide membership, as well as the operationalization of decisions of the 9th Ministerial in Bali, particularly on LDC's priorities. It is quite timely to address some of the most pressing issues, concerns and interests related to these least advantaged members. Although the DDA negotiations have exceeded its original intended time, one should recognize that the considerable progress has been made over the years on several issues. The non-conclusion of DDA has clearly limited LDC's ambition to address some key impediments. Consequently, DDA continue to be a relevant unfinished business and needs to deliver on its development mandate. I am confident that with constructive political will, progress shall be made to wrap up this trade negotiations round in the very near future. Concluding, the DDA would assist in delivering the needed trade contribution to world economy and achieving the recently adopted sustainable development goals. This shall also in turn clearly demonstrate the benefits and relevance of the multilateral trading system and the WTO. In that respect, Yemen reaffirms the importance of continuing multilateral negotiations in Geneva with a view to finalizing the remaining DDA issues as soon as possible. Second, the focus on development and interests of developing and least developed countries should continue to be at the forefront of the outcome of such negotiations. To that effect, Yemen associates with LDC and Arab ministers' declaration and communique dated 14 and 15 December, respectively. Yemen supports the introduction of Arabic language to WTO, calls for the acceptance of Palestine and League of Arab States requests as observers to WTO, and interests reaching the interest of all membership. If I may add a final paragraph, very short. Last, I sincerely wish the ministerial conference all the success it deserves and hope that we can accomplish the sought-after outcome with development dimension and concerns of LDCs at the heart of results. Yemen is quite optimistic that the spirit of compromise that was prevailed during the Paris Climate Change Summit a few days ago can inspire us all to reaching significant outcome in Nairobi. This will be the best way to celebrate the WTO 20th anniversary. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. And now I invite